women have made dramatic strides in political office in recent years, increasing their numbers in state legislatures, the House, and the Senate. A record number of women, 5, also occupy the governor's office, and that may be set to rise this year. Women are credible candidates in perhaps a third of the 36 states with gubernatorial races. In yesterday's primaries, 2 more women won their party's nomination for governor. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Last night in Michigan, State Attorney General Jennifer Granholm won the Democratic nomination for governor, beating 2 of her state's most powerful figures, Congressman David Bonnier, the former House Democratic whip, and former Governor James Blanchard.
This victory is for every woman who's ever wondered why she's doing the same job in the same workplace as the guy in the next cubicle, but still only getting half the pay.
And in Kansas, State Insurance Commissioner Kathleen Sebelius also won her primary for governor.
It's great to be here tonight. It's an enormous honor to receive the nomination of the Democratic Party as governor of Kansas, and I'm thrilled to have that opportunity. So thank you very, very much. Yeah.
Sebelius and Granholm join a large group of female gubernatorial hopefuls, including Democrats Janet Reno in Florida, Mirth York in Rhode Island, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend in Maryland, Shannon O'Brien in Massachusetts, and Janet Napolitano in Arizona. In Hawaii, Republican Linda Lingle is all but assured to be her party's nominee for governor. Why are so many women running for governor this year? Part of the answer is opportunity. There's simply a higher proportion of open governor's seats than House and Senate seats. To Ruth Mandel, director of the Eagleton Institute of Politics at Rutgers University, the large number of women running is not surprising. Mandel says it's an inevitable result of the incremental gains women have been making over the last 30 years.
Women have worked their way up in the political system so that the women who are running this year have been office holders for a long time. They've come up through the ranks. They were state legislators. They're currently in statewide office. And they've now gotten to the point that they can run for the top slot in the states.
This year's gains for women in the state house may not be as large as the gains women made in Congress in 1992. That year, the number of female U.S. House members jumped from 28 to 48, and the number of women in the Senate went from 2 to 6. 1992 was the year of the woman. Ruth Mandel says this year will be just as important, if not as dramatic.
I think this is the year of up the ladder to the top of the states for women, and it's taken a long time to climb that ladder. There are many rungs, but they've done that job.
Some analysts believe it's taken this long to develop a critical mass of women running for governor because the hurdles for women are higher for an executive position than they would be for Congress, which is essentially an advocacy position. Governors have to balance budgets, in some cases personally cutting funding for popular programs, and in many states, governors put people to death. Marie Wilson is the president of the White House Project, which promotes women for higher office.
Can you trust women to actually run the state economy? And that's why this year, when you have some women who've been state treasurers, you're in a better place. Can you trust women when it comes to crime and when it comes to issues that are now on the agenda about keeping the homeland secure? And again, now we have some women who are running who've had some very tough positions as attorney generals.
For people who are devoted to increasing women's presence in public leadership, having more female governors matters. Ruth Mandel.
It's also a very good platform position for national visibility. Being a governor makes it more likely that you'll be a spokesperson for the states on national policy issues and potentially for national leadership positions.
Including the presidency. 4 of the last 5 presidents were governors. The last time a senator was elected to the White House was in 1960. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.